From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. U.S. President Barack Obama lays out the groundwork for his last year in office. During a wide-ranging year-end news conference, Mr. Obama vowed not to fade into the background, but instead leave it all on the field in 2016. Mr. Obama stressed the need for the United States to remain vigilant, even as his administration works with the international community to defeat the Islamic State group.
The United States continues to lead a global coalition in our mission to destroy ISIL. ISIL's already lost about 40% of the populated areas it once controlled in Iraq, and it's losing territory in Syria.
The president touted big wins for his administration in 2015, citing diplomacy with Iran and Cuba, the passage of significant climate and trade deals, and a Supreme Court ruling legalizing gay marriage. However, Mr. Obama said several challenges remain, including the growing threat of the Islamic State and the possibility of terror attacks, such as the recent mass shooting in San Bernardino, California. The UN Security Council has approved a resolution calling for talks between the Syrian government and opposition groups, as well as a ceasefire in the country's civil war. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry announced the vote as president of the Security Council.
The result of the voting is clear. It is the draft resolution has received 15 votes in favor, and therefore the draft resolution has been adopted unanimously as Resolution 2254 of 2015.
The resolution stops short of outlining the future role of Syrian President Bashar al-Assad. Russia and Iran, who back Assad, have been divided against the West, which supports rebels fighting the Syrian leader. This is VOA News. U.S. Defense Secretary Ash Carter is in Afghanistan, which has been hit by an increasing number of violent attacks, especially in the eastern area, where the Islamic State terror group is active. Carter met with Afghanistan's acting defense minister and other Afghan officials. He also delivered holiday greetings to U.S. troops in the South Asian nation. The defense secretary said the Obama administration realizes the fight in Afghanistan is not finished.
More work lies ahead. The national security of both of our nations remains very much at stake. But we will succeed.
Due to the increasing violence, President Obama has decided to leave nearly 10,000 American troops in Afghanistan through most of 2016. The African Union has authorized deployment of peacekeepers to Burundi and given the government there a four-day deadline to accept the troops. A communique issued by the AU Peace and Security Council on Friday said the peacekeeping force will have up to 5,000 soldiers and police. It authorized the deployment for an initial period of 6 months. The council condemned recent violence in Burundi, including attacks on military barracks in Bujumbura that left a reported 87 people dead last week. Burundi has experienced 8 months of violence and unrest following the announcement that President Pierre Nkurunziza was seeking a third term, a move that his critics say is unconstitutional. The International Organization for Migration said that the number of refugees and migrants arriving in Europe this year is expected to top 1 million next week. IOM spokesman Joel Millman said that 990,761 people have arrived from Africa or the Middle East. About 800,000 of those have crossed from Turkey to Greece, and among them, more than half are from Syria. The Vatican says that Pope Francis has cleared the way for Mother Teresa to be elevated to sainthood. Vatican officials said Friday the Pope has approved a decree that attributed a miracle to the late nun's intercession. The miracle named in the decree is the inexplicable cure in 2008 of a Brazilian man suffering from brain tumors. And the Disney company says Star Wars: The Force Awakens earned a record-breaking $57 million in its opening night Thursday. The J.J. Abrams-directed epic surpassed the previous opening day record of $43.5 million set by the final Harry Potter movie. Global ticket sales through 2 days have totaled more than $130 million. For more, log on to our website. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.